Lesson 80. Road, bicycle. What's the past tense of the verb to ride?
The past tense of the verb to ride is rode.
If you rode from here to the nearest town by bicycle, about how long would it take you?
If I rode from here to the nearest town by bicycle, it'd take me about an hour.
Join, joint, like this. Would you like to join the army?
Yes, I'd like to join the army. Or, no, I wouldn't like to join the army.
If we join two pieces of wood together like this, what do we make?
If we join two pieces of wood together like that, we make a cross.
What part of the arm is this?
That part of the arm is the joint of the arm.
E.g. equals exempli gratia equals, for example. Abbreviation. The letters E.G. are the abbreviation of exempli gratia from the Latin, which means, for example. We use these letters in writing as an abbreviation, but not in speaking. What are the letters E.G. an abbreviation of?
The letters E.G. are an abbreviation of exempli gratia, from the Latin, which means for example.
When do we use these letters?
We use these letters in writing, as an abbreviation, but not in speaking.
Here I am. List. The translation of here I am is eccomi. What's the translation of here I am?
The translation of here I am is eccomi.
We form this kind of exclamation by using the word here plus the present simple of the verb to be. For example, here I am, here you are, here he is, etc. How do we form this kind of exclamation?
We form this kind of exclamation by using the word here plus the present simple of the verb to be.
The following is a complete list of all the persons. Here I am. Here you are. Here he is. Here she is. Here it is. Here we are. Here you are. Here they are. Give me the complete list of all the persons with their translations, please.
Here I am, ecco me. Here you are, ecco ti. Here he is, ecco lo. Here she is, ecco la. Here it is, ecco lo. Here we are, ecco ci. Here you are, ecco vi. Here they are, ecco li.
When the subject is not I, you, he, etc., we put it after the verb and not before it. For example, here they are. Here are the students. When the subject is not I, you, he, etc., do we put it before or after the verb?
When the subject is not I, you, he, etc., we put it after the verb and not before it.
Give me three examples, please.
Here he is. Here's John. Here it is. Here's the book. Here they are. Here are the boys.
State, statement, application, form, passport. Do you pay taxes to the state?
Yes, I pay taxes to the state. Or, no, I don't pay taxes to the state.
Is this room in a good state, condition, or a bad state?
This room's in a good state.
When you make an application for a passport, what must you state on the application form?
When I make an application for a passport, I must state my name, my address, my age, the colour of my eyes and hair, etc.
If you make a false statement that is against the law, what might happen to you?
If I make a false statement that is against the law, I might be thrown into prison.
Fight, drunk, moral. Have you ever seen a fight in the street between two drunks, for example?
Yes, I've seen a fight in the street between two drunks. Or, no, I've never seen a fight in the street between two drunks.
Why is it some people want to fight the moment they get drunk?
Some people want to fight the moment they get drunk, perhaps because when they are drunk, they can't think correctly, and so they lose all moral sense, and the little animal that is deep down inside them rises to the top and wants to fight, as is the nature of nearly all animals, etc.
Mind, brain, brainy, abstract. Mind we use in the abstract sense, whereas brain we generally use in the physical sense. What's the difference between mind and brain?
The difference between mind and brain is that we use mind in the abstract sense, whereas brain we generally use in the physical sense.
If you decide, for example, to go to the cinema one evening, are you in the habit of changing your mind later?
No. If I decide to go to the cinema one evening, I'm not in the habit of changing my mind later. Or, yes, if I decide to go to the cinema one evening, I'm in the habit of changing my mind later.
Which great man in history do you think had the best brain?
I think Plato had the best brain of any great man in history.
Who's the brainiest in your family?
My father is the brainiest in my family.
Criminal. What happens to criminals if the police catch them?
If the police catch them, they get thrown into prison.
Gun. Must you have permission to carry a gun or to keep one at home?
Yes, you must have permission to carry a gun or to keep one at home. Or, no, you don't need permission to carry a gun or to keep one at home.
Arrest. Have you ever seen anyone arrested?
Yes, I've seen someone arrested. Or, no, I've never seen anyone arrested.
Civilize. Do you think the world's more civilized nowadays than it was in the past?
Yes, I think the world's more civilized nowadays than it was in the past. Or, no, I don't think the world's more civilized nowadays than it was in the past, but I think it's less civilized.